Welcome to Words to Live By, a podcast series hosted by the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute. Each week, we will share some of the wit and wisdom of Ronald Reagan. In essence, Words to Live By, made up of radio addresses and speeches he delivered from the 1960s through the 1980s. Today, the turmoil and civil war in the country of Haiti dominate the headlines. As of this writing, for 3 weeks, Haiti's capital has been trapped in a gory cycle that far exceeds the kidnapping and gang violence for which it's already known. A league of heavily armed gangs is waging war on the city itself, seeking new territory and targeting police and state institutions. The Dominican Republic has stationed 10,000 soldiers on its border with Haiti. Officials there are worried that chaos in Haiti will send migrants streaming into their country. So here's a little history. As you know, the two countries, the French and Creole-speaking Haiti, and the Spanish-speaking Dominican Republic, well, they both share the island of Hispaniola, originally discovered by Christopher Columbus. The Spanish Empire controlled the entire island until the 17th century, when French pirates began establishing bases on the western side of the island, now where Haiti is. After a failed attempt by the French to control the western or Haitian side of the island, France withdrew their troops, and in 1804, the country of Haiti declared its independence. However, France forced the now-freed Haitian slaves to pay an estimated $20 billion in today's dollars for reparations. It took Haiti 122 years to pay off that debt, and thus greatly prevented the newly independent country's ability to prosper. Haiti would become one of the poorest countries in the Americas, while the Dominican Republic, as a representative democracy, gradually developed into one of the largest economies of Central America and the Caribbean. As a democratic ally, the Dominican Republic was an important and recognized partner in the fight against communism and corruption in the Caribbean. So in April of 1984, President Reagan welcomed President Jorge Blanco to the United States.
The Dominican Republic today shines as a beacon of freedom-loving people everywhere. Your people have shown the spirit, courage, and perseverance necessary to build, in your words, a true functional democracy in the Caribbean. Democracy, as all free people have found, is not the easiest path, but it is the best one. It is the way most consistent with the spirit of the New World, with the values of which all Americans from one end of the hemisphere to the other can claim as their birthright. As such, it is fitting that the Dominican Republic, with its stability and political liberty, now shows others the way. Your nation, after all, was the beachhead of Western civilization in the New World. Christopher Columbus, the great discoverer, landed on your shores during his first voyage of exploration. In your country still stands the first cathedral of America, built in 1540. The hopes and dreams of all the Americas once focused on those hearty souls who left the old world and entered the new through the doorway of Santo Domingo.
After opening cordialities, the president extols their virtues and refers indirectly to a very different Caribbean neighbor, Cuba, which does not share the same level of economic success.
Combined with your own domestic reforms, which we heartily applaud, the trade and commerce unleashed by the Caribbean Basin Initiative should bring vast new opportunities to Dominicans and to other Caribbean people. Your country, and some two dozen others, will now have for most of your products virtually unrestricted duty-free entry until 1996 into the world's largest market. Never before has the United States or any other nation offered one-way free trade to any regional group of countries. It's a revolutionary step based on the conviction that enterprise, investment, and job creation will elevate the quality of life while preserving the freedom and independence so cherished by both our peoples. There is a Caribbean country on a much different path. Instead of economic freedom, it imposes heavy-handed controls, denying people, for example, the right of private ownership and the right to organize independent unions. Instead of seeking mutual respect and friendly commerce with its neighbors, it exports violence and hatred. Instead of enjoying democratic liberties, as are guaranteed in the Dominican Republic and most other Caribbean countries, its people are denied freedom of the press, speech, and religion. This tyranny has brought little hope for economic progress, providing its people only shortages and food lines. Cuba is now dependent on a faraway totalitarian power without whose subsidy its dictatorial government could not export aggression or indeed survive.
More about the visit of the Dominican Republic to the U.S. right after this brief message.
The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation is the nonprofit organization created by President Reagan himself and specifically charged by him with continuing his legacy and sharing his principles: individual liberty, economic opportunity, global democracy, and national pride. We must remain vigilant and work together to share these conservative principles with younger generations. Your role is critical to move our mission forward. Thank you for your continued support. Please visit reaganfoundation.org/give. That's reaganfoundation.org/give.
Now, back to the story. At the state dinner held in their honor, the president toasts to the Dominican Republic's dedication to democratic values.
Eugenio Maria de Aostos, a writer from the last century, truly a man of the hemisphere, once wrote, "No one knows better the meaning of justice and freedom than those who have lived under despotism." Well, such is the case of those who lead the Dominican Republic today. In our lifetime, through your efforts and those of good people like you, the Dominican Republic has been rescued from tyranny and brought safely into the family of free nations. Your personal commitment to the high ideals of liberty, Mr. President, is exemplary. There can be no greater vocation for any statesman than to lead his people to a more free, just, and humane society. In pursuit of that vocation, you have set a standard of statesmanship and patriotism, which is a model not only for the Caribbean, but for the Western Hemisphere, indeed for the leader of any country seeking to create a climate of dignity and freedom in which the human spirit can flourish.
And of course, then there's a brief discussion of economic challenges which the Dominican Republic faced that require a little help from the U.S. government.
This is not to suggest that under a free government there are no problems. One of the perplexing difficulties, as we're both fully aware, Mr. President, is ensuring economic growth and progress. World events totally beyond our control can dramatically change the rules of the game. Such was the case with energy costs during the last decade. Maintaining healthy economic growth in the face of rising energy costs has been a major challenge to democratic governments throughout the world. Progress can no longer be taken for granted, but instead requires constant diligence and a commitment to the long-run well-being of a country. Yet there's no reason that working together, free people cannot triumph over adversity today, just as we have in the past. The Juan Pablo Duarte, the great Dominican patriot, said it well. "Let us work for the country," he wrote, "for in so doing, we work for ourselves and for our children."
So now here's our 40th president's close, and as always, a little humor is included.
President Blanco, your government is today ensuring a better tomorrow. You're meeting the challenge head on, working diligently to rebuild your economy through fiscal responsibility and courageous reform in public administration. You've improved your country's business and investment climate. And by stressing the importance of the private sector and by providing practical incentives for investment, you've made certain the Dominican Republic will be part of the economic upsurge now taking place in the United States as it spreads throughout the global economy. Some of you may not be aware that President Blanco in his country has established enterprise zones to encourage investment and commerce. Mr. President, perhaps you've got some tips on how to get great ideas like that through the legislative process here in Washington. Seriously, though, Mr. President, and the strength of Dominican democracy have not gone unnoticed by our Congress. Your support and the example of a strong Dominican democracy deserve credit for helping assure the passage of the Caribbean Basin Initiative. You prove that there is a better way, and it works.
Thank you for listening.
For more information on the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute, including information on how to become a member, information on upcoming exhibits at the Reagan Library, and more information on the legacy of President Reagan, please visit ReaganFoundation.org. And don't forget to like and follow the Reagan Foundation on all social media platforms.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Words to Live By podcast in your iTunes or Google Play stores and on other podcast platforms as they become available. New episodes of Words to Live By come out every Tuesday. Like what you hear? Check out our A Reagan Forum podcast featuring great speeches delivered at the Reagan Library. New episodes drop every Thursday. And don't forget to follow at Ronald Reagan on Facebook, at Ronald Reagan 40 on Twitter, and Reagan Foundation on YouTube. Also, search for us on SoundCloud and Stitcher.